Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will the doors to new understandings begin to open, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jessie-Ann Nichols-George. She's a coding interpreter who has authored 6 books on her own and is a collaborator on the international multiple times bestseller in multiple categories, Embraced by the Divine, the Emerging Woman's Gateway to Power, Passion, and Purpose. Her work is founded in the principles of compassion and how to use it to bring joy to all areas of life so that you can live your passion and manifest a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Her work also encompasses the divine flow and interaction of the masculine and feminine principles in life and relationships. Jessie-Ann hosted her own international radio show, The Code Connection, for 5 years. She's created the Genesis Clearing Statement and is a traveling presenter. As a coding interpreter, she helps people understand the flow of their energy in this world and how to bring that into divine alignment, using that flow in limitless ways throughout every area of their life. Her work utilizes approximately 35 years of experience teaching and working with clients, blending Eastern and Western philosophies through over 50 different modalities. She is a 13-plus generation spiritual healer, energy tuner, life, relationship, spiritual and wellness coach, holistic and natural lifestyle advisor. She is also a 13th generation druidic practitioner, honoring and appreciating the harmony of all things. And so let me welcome Jessie-Ann. Jessie-Ann, how are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's so great to be back on your show, David. It's just a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I always enjoy having you on, and so do the callers and listeners. Now, you've got some exciting news. You've got a new book that's come out in October called The Code Journey. I wondered if you would be willing to spend a little time telling the listeners what the book is about.
I would love to. This book is my heart and soul, and I think, you know, ever since I was a little girl, I couldn't wait to read the astrology column in the newspapers and things like that, and it always fascinated me to see how did people come up with these things, you know, how did they figure out what was going to happen in my day and that sort of thing. So early on, astrology was one of the first things, along with crystals and some healing work, that I picked up. And so ever since I was a child, I had an interest in knowing about these day-to-day factors. And those that have listened into your show before, and if they haven't, I encourage you to go back and hear more of the story of how I got into the codes and the journey that took me there. But with the coding, what I'm looking at is the different energy patterns, just like we each have programs that we run on, ways that we function in the world, and every place, every address, every business name, these things come through our names. And so even though I use some of these traditional modalities like numerology and astrology and various things and look at these interactions of things, I don't use any of them in the traditional manner. So the Code Journey is a daily guidebook. Some people may remember or have worked with, for example, Sidney Omar's books that are put out every year, and it's got the day-by-day forecast. Well, this is done in a sort of similar style. I like to say it's a cross between Sidney Omar and Sarah Van Breathnick's daily guidebook, and it's created on a year-to-year basis. So I'm looking at doing one of these every year. And what it is it goes over the whole influences of what the year is about from my code perspective and my understanding of the way the energies are going to flow in the world for that year and things we need to pay attention to and where our energy will be best used during that year, how to work with the energy currents, because as we know, you know, some years can be really smooth and wonderful, and some years can be really bumpy and rough. But I believe that knowledge of understanding where the bumpy parts are going to be and where the smooth parts are going to be and how we can hold our alignment in that process is a big key. So that's kind of where this book started to originate. And then I've incorporated things like every moon cycle we have, be it a new moon or a full moon, opens a portal of energy for at least 2 weeks. And so what can we really gain from that portal? How do we work with that portal? And then I continue to break it down into chunks by the month and chunks of a set of days at a time, which are done through angel guidance aspects, and all of those different pieces get explained in the book. And then also a day-by-day guide. So every month you can look it up and you can go, okay, here's where I need, you know, here's where the action should be focused. Here's where my mind is at. Here's what's going to nourish my soul this month. And the people that have been working with this book, which has been great because I keep hearing people from Denmark and the UK and Australia and people all over the world literally are working with this book, and they're going, This is amazing. I work with your book, and I go with the flow of what's happening, and it keeps me maybe from getting angry that day because I know everybody's going to be a little more on edge, or I realize not to take something personally right now because of the way that code energy is flowing. So I'm getting a lot of great feedback, and it's not just about being, you know, at the mercy of destiny, so to say, but it's becoming a co-creator in the everyday process of your life and maximizing the potential of your day so that you don't get thrown off guard and get wrapped up in so many of the distortions that we deal with here on Earth. I'm going to take a break there and let you bring a word in.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us. We actually have quite a few callers on the line, and there comes another one. I wonder if you could tell the callers what kinds of information you could work with on tonight's show, because, of course, if you want to contact Jesse to get a code reading, Jesse, what is your website?
The website is CompassionCodes.com, and if you go under the tab that says goods on there, you'll see a page called the Code Journey. And just so your listeners know, David, I did an early price drop on this book just for coming on this show tonight, so they kind of are getting first chance to getting that price drop right now. And that's because we are partway through the year, and I do want to give people that opportunity to start to explore what working with the codes is like on a day-to-day basis and starting to get that experience going for themselves. So we do have that open, but, yeah, again, CompassionCodes.com. And as we're working with people tonight, what I'll be doing is getting their names if they're open to doing that. That's oftentimes what I work with, so I can personalize the information a little bit more. They can ask me a variety of questions, and then I'm also going to be listening in and picking up different words and phrases and things that they're using and listening to how they're talking, and there will be key words that will be jumping out at me while they're asking questions or seeking information or wanting me to take a look at an area of their life or things like that. So sometimes people just want to know, hey, I've got this challenge going on. You know, what is this about for me? These are all different types of things we can look at. So it's pretty limitless in what we can delve into with codes, which is part of why I love it so much. But yeah, definitely a name is a good launching point, and then we'll go from there.
Very good. And Jesse's book is called The Code Journey. It's available on Amazon.com. And if they want to get the price break, do they go to your website, or how does that work?
They should be able to go either through my website, or they can go directly to Amazon.com. It's on Kindle Direct as well. When I put in the price changes this evening, it said it could take up to 72 hours. So if they don't see the lower price right away, just be patient. but it should come up there. Also on Smashwords, and Smashwords is really a great place to get it as well. That's an ebook version, and that has a variety of different options. So say somebody like me who's a little old school and they don't have a Kindle or a smartphone, but they still want to get that ebook version, they can do it through Smashwords, and they can download it as, I believe, like PDF, and they have a whole bunch of different versions through Smashwords.
Beautiful. Well, if you're ready, let's go to the calls. We do have a lot, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody. Sorry about that. But the first caller is Laura, and I've only talked to three of the people. So after I speak to the first three people, you'll have to provide your name. And Laura, you are live.
Hi, Justine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm really doing fine. Thank you for asking. My name is Laura, and it's spelled L-O-R-A.
Okay.
One of my challenges has been my career, getting a stable career so that I could purchase a home on my own and just get a feel of safety and stability around finances. And I also would like to find romance somewhere down the road, but that's kind of after I get myself settled.
Now, I kind of want to let people know, and just so you know and our other listeners, I can only get a very small glimpse in what we're reading here on the show tonight, just because I'm not getting that full amount of information. But what I'll be connecting with is some of your functioning in the outer world, which for the purpose of this show and tapping into some of this is actually going to be really good. Now, Laura, a couple of things that I see with you. Have you been focusing on a particular career or particular type of work?
Yeah, it's what I've been doing for a long time, and it's what I went to school for. It's what I know, so that's what I've been focusing on.
Okay. Now, I don't know what kind of profession you're in at this point, but, you know, you've pinpointed a couple of key things here. One thing I do notice in your codes as far as putting yourself out there in the outer world is you are really, really good at being the eye of the storm. When everybody else is chaotic around you, you can manage to be calm and kind of help bring everybody back to the center point. You have a lot of healing energy, and you actually have a lot of manifesting energy that goes on. But I think what happens with some of that manifesting energy is it's hard for you to focus it because you tend to take these journeys or you tend to detour off exploring and learning and growing. And so you're kind of this interesting source of wisdom. Now, you know, career-wise, that's something for you to think about, because you do have this sort of natural counseling ability. You do have a natural ability to help other people, and you do have a natural ability to work in kind of more chaotic and emergency situations.
You're really right on target with a lot of what you've said. People have always come to me for help, for counseling, and I've given that. And I did it even when I was a child. Even strangers will just unload on me about their problems. So that's good. I'm happy that I help people. And you're right, I have a hard time focusing because I'm always, it's like my mind goes 100 million miles an hour. In my work, I'm always brought in to put out fires, and so I work amongst chaos, but I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah,
I'm used to it. I like change. I adapt well to change, so I'm constantly going all over the place. But I will tell you, it can be stressful. So I'm kind of looking to see if there's a way that I can slow it all down.
It definitely can be very stressful when you're in this position, and I know it well because I've also been in that position a lot for people. I think what happens for you part of the time is that when you are doing this type of work, you have to honor a tremendous amount of time for yourself, because you can stand really strong for everybody else, but then once they all get back to calm, that's your point of breaking down. And you have to really be able to honor the letting out of those emotions. You need to kind of give yourself some space and some distance from people. What's very interesting for me when I look at a career aspect for you is that I don't want you to focus on that word career. And the reason I don't want you to do that is because it tends to isolate you. It kind of puts you into a box, and I want you to try to think about holding a more open framework as far as work goes or career goes, and that will actually open you up to more possibilities. You're a person that I don't think the mundane work is for you, even though you can do a monotonous sort of aspect in work. You can do that day-to-day thing over and over again because it's almost kind of meditative for you, and it allows your mind to wander and go around different places and think about different things. You kind of go into autopilot if you're doing something that's monotonous, but you really need that variety in there.
I know.
And so
It's true. I get bored easily if I'm not constantly challenging and juggling several balls in the air. But I don't understand why that is with me. Most people are not happy with that. And it's very stressful, to be honest. I don't know why I'm like that.
That's where your code pattern is. Your code pattern is to deal with stress. Your code pattern is to deal with chaos and to be that calming force. Now, we always have these choices. Are you going to continue to deal with it in these high stressful situations, or are you going to take that energy to, say, like a healing center or a retreat center or something that is more spiritually focused in there? And again, leaving that framework open for you. I think actually a home is a very important thing for you to have. Because when you have a very solid home base, and I would encourage you to focus on that, especially with this new moon energy, because this new moon energy right now that is starting like tonight and going into tomorrow is all about opening the portals to the big stuff in our life, the really solid roots that we can create right now. And so it's a good time for you to focus on that. You gain a lot of wisdom, and you gain a lot of sense of stability and confidence when you have a really strong home. And for you, it's got to be a home and not a house. So I would put your energy towards that and let that become your primary focus over a career or over work-related things, because you're always going to have plenty of work in a sense.
Well, the career, though, is what will help me fund the home, the house, and the home. To me, the house is my sanctuary. It's what I really need to calm myself, and I don't have that. So that's another aspect of what I feel. I don't feel stable because I don't have my home. So I have to get my career and everything. I have to have a stable income to get the home.
Right.
I just need that sanctuary, and I don't have it.
And even in the smallest of spaces, we can start to create it. But here's the thing. What I'm hearing you say is something that a lot of people fall into, and I've been guilty of it myself along the way, too, of focusing and saying, I've got to focus on career, and put my attention there because I need the money. But when we do that, we set ourselves up into some deprivation patterns, and we set ourselves up into spaces that actually pull us out of that money. So when we focus on the other and we make that our top priority, but that doesn't mean you let all the work stuff go. It just means your top priority is that home space, because everything will come in to support that when you focus on the home. So it's where you're putting a lot of your attention. And go, yes, I need the money. Yes, I'm going to go to a job. Yes, I'm going to take care of those responsibilities. However, it's not going to totally govern my life. And so when you walk out the door, you walk out the door. What's interesting in this is you start to set yourself up for a pattern of integrity and confidence, and everybody steps in to support that when you step into that space. So it takes a little bit of reprogramming, and yeah, there'll probably be some fear triggers come up, because I know those well. You know, you get those little fear triggers like, where's the budget coming from? But you go in and do the work, and again, keep your eyes open, because again, you have a tremendous healing ability, and again, you've got this tremendous ability to see people through some tough situations, and there are a ton of different professions that are going to fall into that, from, you know, everything from guidance counselors to, you know, working ER situations, but that can get very crazy, of course, and stressful, to, again, working more in the spiritual centers and things like that. What part of the country are you in?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey is actually great. There's actually a lot of stuff on the East Coast. I'm on the East Coast myself. And there are some places in, I believe it's New York, that you might want to check out for some temporary things off and on, if you can do them, that are at spiritual centers, and they're always looking for people that are calm and centered and just want to come in and support and be in that environment. And there are work opportunities in those places. I think you've got a lot of potential. You've just got to expand the boundaries or the perimeters more
and
drop them down.
And I'll let you know that you are right on target, and I have been attuned to Reiki Master.
Nice.
Haven't really done much with it, to be honest with you. Yeah. I understand.
And that's
I know.
That's a much better channel of your energy, whether you find some psychic fairs to do on the weekend outside of another job, or, you know, you connect with some healing centers. I've been through New Jersey. I know there are some there on some of the coastal regions. And there's some great little shops. Yeah.
Close to where I'm at, too. I have gone to them, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this has really been great. Thank you so very,
good.
Very much. I'm going to listen back,
welcome.
And I will be reaching out to you. I appreciate it. You're right on target. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling, Laura.
Thank you, David.
Take care.
You too.
Take care.
Okay, our next caller is Wendy, and Wendy, you're live.
Hi, thank you very much, and very nice to meet you today.
Nice to meet you as well, Wendy. Is your name spelled W-E-N-D-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And what are you wanting to find out today?
Well, I've been with my new job for about 8.5 months. And on the verge of completion of my training, the trainer was abusive to me. So I told my supervisor, and I was hoping for retraining. But then I got, there was an accident on the highway. I was a passenger in a cab last Friday in the back seat, and we were rear-ended, and I was taken by ambulance to the hospital. And I saw an attorney today, and they feel I have a case. We don't know how much yet because they have to do research. So basically my concerns are keeping my current job for at least a couple of years, and also my case that's being handled by these attorneys.
You know, I was in a car accident myself not that long ago.
Sorry.
But I'm still seeing my way through. And so it's great that you were able to get some help right away on things.
Yeah.
What I see is that if these lawyers go through with it, this could turn out to be really prosperous for you in this lawsuit. You're naturally, at least in the outer world, you have a natural connection that would allow you to gain if it was pursued. I feel like the work that you're doing, what type of work is that?
Well, it's in a call center for medical insurance, and I would speak to doctors and their staff and patients.
Okay.
And I think the important thing that stood out to the attorneys was that I had a broken back 30 years ago, and I had to learn how to walk again. And the impact, I felt it right smack dab where the old injury was, and that seemed to impress them. So there's lots of imaging on file over the years, which will substantiate a lot. So it's aggravating an old injury, and I'm back to using a walker, which I haven't had to use in years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I couldn't even get myself out of the bathtub. My back is so weak. It took an hour, and finally I got out of the tub. So there's a lot of aftermath on this.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there definitely is. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a number for me, like what you think my case might be worth?
I don't have a number, but it does show that you could stand to gain quite well from it.
Okay.
So I think that is a big thing. I don't sense that you need to worry about losing your job in this process. Whoever this trainer is, I'm sensing that they're probably not going to be remaining there for very long. That's just kind of my sense. I'm getting a lot of agitation around that person, a lot of tenseness, a lot of stress around them. And so I don't think that you really have to worry about that side of things too much.
I've followed the rules. I've been notifying my supervisor daily and calling the sick line, and I have tons of proof. I'll have an ambulance report, emergency room report, the fire trucks arrived, and the police report. So they know I'm pretty smart about things, so I can provide all that, and I doubt that they'd want to say goodbye to me because I was a passenger in the back seat of a yellow cab and we got rear-ended. But I just wanted to get your intake. I hope I keep my job at least another 3.5 years at this call center.
Yeah, and I don't see that being a problem for you. I think that, call centers are always can be very hit or miss depending on, who's the manager at the time. I've worked a few of those in my past, certainly, they're, God bless the people that work on the call center lines because they put up with a lot of stuff along the way. in there. And the thing about this type of work and this type of job for you is that it really is dependent on you. I mean, and this is a cycle that many of us get wrapped up in, is that we always think, well, it's about this person or it's about that person, whether they like me or they don't like me. And, yeah, there's a little bit of that. But, you know, you really have the chance to, you know, direct your own future a lot more. And it's going to be your attitude that's going to make or break you, or allow things to work or not work for you. And I see that because you have a wheel of fortune pattern code that comes up, and the way it connects with your outer world energy is, you know, brings in this sort of wheel of fortune. And when we look at that wheel of fortune pattern code, it means that things could go any direction. And the direction they go is based on the space that we hold, the attitude that we hold, the mindset we hold, how we treat others, not so much how they treat us, but how we treat them. And that is what creates our successes or our challenges.
Oh, I can't stand it if I've offended somebody. And I'm constantly analytically analyzing my behavior. And I answer to God and myself, too. So I have a lot of compassion for people, and I think that's probably why I'm so good in the occupation that I have. And I am forgiving, but I don't forget. And so I'll tell you something. I feel like this was intuition on my part. I started going on the internet using my cell phone for aggressive personal injury lawyers. I have about 5 firms that wanted me to electronically sign an agreement with them. Something told me to hold off, and then I found this local one. And instantly, when I clicked on the link to their office, I thought, oh, my God. Instantly, I knew this was the right office for me. It's a father and daughter, and it's 45 years experience for the father. The daughter's been practicing, I don't know, maybe 20 years. And when I walked in there, it was instant rapport with the office, and very successful. And I asked the gentleman, do you think I have a case? And he said, oh, yes. They won't know until they're in discovery right now. But I know I went to the right place, and I'm putting it in God's hands, and I feel like I picked the right place. And they're going to be getting all the reports and everything. And there was little damage to the car, but my response to that is the car is made out of steel and I'm not. And
right.
So it's put me back in a walker, and I wake up at night with pain from my shoulder. But I just pray that I get an extension on my leave of absence. Right now I've got 2 weeks. I'm going to see a physical therapist this coming Thursday. I don't know if I picked the right physical therapist. Her name is Candy. I mean, her name is Sherry. So that when my doctor reads the notes, she'll extend my leave. Do you feel that I picked the right therapist? Because I have time to get a different one.
Her name's Sherry. Is it Sherry?
I'm not sure, but when I called the physical therapy office, I said, I want somebody who's very compassionate and thorough and kind. And she said, oh, that's easy. That'll be Sherry. And whether or not that was true or not remains to be seen. But I won't have a lot of time because it's going to be towards the end of the week. And to have my leave extended, I mean, I can call my primary care doctor that same day, and then I'll just pray that it's. Do you think my time off will be extended? Because she gave me 2 weeks, and the 2 weeks ends at the end, 1 week from today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think Sherry is going to be absolutely fine for you to work with.
Okay.
I think that she will know what she's doing, and that she can definitely help you out. So I think she'll be good to stay with in this situation. And
okay.
I don't think that there's going to be a problem. I mean, as long as you're carrying through your end and touching base with your employers and all of that stuff, I don't see any big issues or problems or anything like that coming up along
okay.
the way.
Well,
Wendy, we're going to need to move on, hon.
All righty. Well, thank you, David, and thank you, ma'am, very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Wendy. Best wishes to you.
Thank you. I appreciate this very much. Take care.
You're welcome. Okay, we're going to area code 732. And what is your first name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Pauline.
Hi, Colleen.
No, it's Pauline, P-A-U.
Oh, Pauline, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, sounds the same. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Pauline?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I was listening to your last caller saying she worked in a call center. I work
mm-hmm.
in a call center. I work in a call center. Yeah, it's not the best. Well, you got to make it the best, but for me, that's not my dream job at all. So I was calling tonight to see if you see anything concerning my job. I want to get out of that environment. It seems very hard because you get kind of tied in that kind of job.
Well, you do. And what happens for you, Pauline, is in a call center, it activates, even though you can be a source of wisdom and all of that with the call center.
Yes.
I would say that you tend to at least in the outer world, draw in a lot of people who you really have to question their integrity. You really have had to sort through who's telling the truth and who isn't telling the truth. And in a call center environment, it triggers a materialistic code pattern for you. And so
mm-hmm.
that energy can be very, very heavy because that energy, what it's about, is the heavy materialism pattern will seek to break down our spiritual self. It seeks
right.
to break down our enthusiasm, our spirit, our energy. So when you leave, you're going to be in this high drained state. Now, you get out of there maybe an hour, two, 3 hours later, you're fine. But when
right.
you're in that environment, it's extremely draining for you. So, no,
mm-hmm.
it's not the job that you want to stay in by any means or the type of work that you want to stay
right.
in because it does trigger this. And I have a feeling that you do get a lot of callers who maybe aren't totally telling the truth what
yes.
they're sharing with you. They're trying to get something from you. They're trying to
yes.
see how much they can get out of the company or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, not everybody is dealing with those types of customers, but you – most certainly do.
Yeah.
Now, I feel for you that you need something that expands your mind a little bit more, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need something that is going to, I'm kind of taking a look at how your flow works here in the outer world. She needs almost something that's a little more emotional-based in some ways. And when I say that, I don't mean the drama type of emotional base, but you need to focus on something that is based in offering strength and protection to people. So, this could be people who are going through challenging times who need a fresh start.
Okay.
I feel like you would be really good at probably teaching people things.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That would be good for somebody who, say, was a trainer. So kind
okay.
of more of an HR area, for example, if you were going
mm-hmm.
to work for a company.
Right.
Helping people coming into the job new and giving them the strength and the confidence and, you know, the training wheels, so to say, while they get joined someplace.
Right.
I feel that you're really good. And here again, you also have some good healing energy. So if you want to go in a more spiritual approach, you know, you would be really good working, say, like in hospice situations or families that are having to seek hospice for their loved ones. And you're really good at being still, which tells me that you can really pick up a lot. When you get still and you get into your healer space, you observe a lot and you're really good at listening. And as a result of that, that leads you to be able to very easily hone in and see what's needed. So you're really great at kind of holding people's hands through situations that are unstable in life, that are uncertain in life. So the call center doesn't provide enough of that emotional connection with other people for you.
Right. You're right. I do think that I thought about training before, but I never knew how to get into it because they pigeonhole me. I used to do finance. They pigeonhole me to finance, and then I did customer service. Now it's like every job that I ever applied for, they call me for customer service. I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want that anymore. So I thought about it. I actually went to school for psychology. I thought about doing counseling. So you're right on with the help. And I said I like to help people, women, children. You're right on it. I even volunteered for a hospice.
a hospice
organization. Yes, I did. I volunteered for a little bit to help patients and do their aromatherapy with them, you know, and just to visit them, to be a companion. I had stopped that. So you're right on with that. And I'm glad you told me about the call center thing because I absolutely feel drained. Every day, I'm like, I can't take this. It's like they're coming at me, and then I have to keep taking the calls. I can't stop. It's you. At least the only thing I know is when you get a job like that and you call other call centers, I really am patient with the person on the other side of the phone. Because I know that they're going through a lot, answering a lot of calls and a lot of complaints, and, you know, it's never anything good. And that's what it taught me. But other than that, it's like it's draining me so badly.
Well, and there's so many people that can go in and they can just go into that space. They don't take any of it personally. They're not necessarily putting their whole selves into it. They're able to just follow the pattern that they're given and be done with it. But you're not that kind of a person because you have to have that emotional connection because that call center environment, again, brings up the material side. It just is going to suck the life out of you. Now, if somebody is completely materially focused and they don't have that emotional pieces going on in their own code patterns, they can do totally fine in those environments. Somebody who is 100% money-driven and doesn't care what they need to do to get the money will work very well in those environments.
Oh,
you're not one of those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so, you know, again, turning towards more of the HR side, maybe, you know, and sometimes you just have to connect with people and go in, you know, in more of a training type of position if you want to do that. But looking at things like five-star resorts that focus on service more than anything, or spa type environment, or like I said, doing the there's always a need for good people to go and care for elderly in their home. And if you've got a background, you've got the counseling, you've got already in place. You know, you're just a natural fit for that.
Okay, great. I think I 100% agree with you. Thank you so much.
I am so honored.
Thank you. Bless you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to give me that insight. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for calling, Pauline.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sorry to cut you off. Area code 929, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, Tavana. What is he? T-E-V-O-N-A. Tavana.
Hi, Tavana.
T-E-V-A-N-A.
T-E-V-O-N-A.
O-N-A.
It's Tavana, yeah. My question is about, I'll meet with a realtor tomorrow. Could he help me get this place, or I'm just going to apply?
I had a little hard time hearing you. You said you're a model?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to meet with a realtor about getting a place with a realtor. Do you see it happening before May, or am I just going to be applying and talking to this guy?
Okay, so you're meeting, and I'm sorry, I'm just catching the pieces for some reason on your call. So you're meeting with a guy tomorrow about a place that you're going to be in, or?
Yeah, he's going to say help me look for an apartment.
Look for a place.
Would I have any luck with him?
Because
I've been calling a lot of them, and this is the only one I've been, like, able to get through to who accept the voucher that I have and has told me to come to the office.
Well, like I can tell you definitely tomorrow is a good day for you to be dealing with this. We've got not only the new moon energy, but the way that the code energy is flowing tomorrow in connection with your codes puts you in a very strong position to be able to see things clearly. This is really a good time to be focusing on the shifts, the changes, the transitions, getting into new spaces, new places, all of that thing. So all of the energy is actually running in your favor, and you're very favorably aligned with it tomorrow. So I think that even if you don't have a definite answer tomorrow, that you will be on the right track and that you'll have a good foundation to be able to move from. Now, as I'm looking just at things a little bit in general here, and I'm kind of taking a look at April and May and how that's connecting with your outer world energy in here, and I think April may still be a little bit frustrating for you because what's happening in April is I feel like you might still be a little bit restricted. It's like you're going to be wanting to move forward faster than the rest of the world can get you there. But come May, the doors are going to open. And I see when May hits, you're going to get that relief. So you're going to have a little patience getting through April. But I think the person that you're meeting with, I think, tomorrow is going to be a good launching point for getting this process started. And then once May comes along, that door is definitely going to open up more for you.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So most likely, I'm pregnant, I'm in a shelter. So most likely the baby will be born while I'm still in the shelter. But, you know, more with May coming in, I should still be starting on the place, basically.
Yeah. It will be okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tavana.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have a phone number I recognize. This is Sharon. Sharon, you're live. Sharon, are you muted? Area code 520. That's odd. I'll give you one more minute. A couple of seconds, that is. Okay, I guess not. All right, this is going to be the last caller. Area code 630. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa in the Midwest.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So I just wanted to ask, like, it was like a health question, if that's okay.
Sure.
So, yeah, I've been having, like, some health issues lately, and I just wondered, like, I had to go to the doctor this week now and get something checked out that I needed to do, like, maybe in May, but a little earlier. I got kind of, like, a rash, too, and I just wondered, like, do you see it as being, like, okay? Like, they didn't even want to really make the appointment, but I insisted. It's just really been bothering me, so.
And it's a rash?
No, I don't want to go into it, what it is, but, you know, it's
right.
Just, I don't think it's anything serious, but do you see that as working out? Like, I might have to have something done on it, but I don't view it as anything serious, but I think I might have, like, a little bit of an infection or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people are struggling with health issues right now.
Do you see this as being, like, anything serious? I don't think it is at all. It's kind of like, I think it just needs to be taken care of.
I think what this is really saying is that when I look at this connection in regards to your outer world in the situation, I feel like you're getting ready to break open into some sort of success. And I'm sensing that.
Mm-hmm. Success? Yeah, a lot's happening, you're right. Crazy things, yeah, like just coincidences keep on happening that it keeps on coming through for me, like crazy things like a seatbelt that they wanted to charge me $400 for, and I went to three different people, and one of them was actually really honest, too. And then all of a sudden, I went somewhere today, and they detailed my car, and they fixed it. And everyone, like, I didn't even ask them. And everyone else said they wanted $400. And, like, they just did it for me. And it keeps on happening, like, almost every day now, whether I find a dollar on the street or, you know, right after something happened. And then, you know, like, my parents' estate's closing soon and, like, shortly. And just, like, a lot of different things are happening that are really crazy. So it's really weird. It's really weird you picked up on that. It's like this has never happened to me before. It's happening, like I'd say, like three or four times a week.
Well, what's happening is the rash is actually showing that you are detoxing old patterns in your energy field right now. And so your physical body is reacting to that. And
There was a lot of stress this last week. Do you think I might have to have this thing, though? It's been, like, kind of like it was, like, blocked up. I don't know. Like, I'm hoping, like, I just, like, it's not – I don't think it's anything serious. But, like, do you think I might have to have some work done on it?
I mean, I just kind of feel like – I feel like a lot of what you're dealing with, you just got to give yourself some extra physical care. You got to just really focus on – your immunity, a lot of high, vitamin A,
yeah,
C,
right.
B's.
Yeah, like heat compresses, they might tell me all types of things or cold, certain things I need to do, right? Is that what you're saying?
Just focusing on your health, focusing on things that boost the immune system right now. You're in the Midwest, you're getting ready to open into that spring season, you want to be boosting your system.
Do you think they'll give me some stuff? Do you think they'll give me some stuff though to do that won't involve being too invasive? Like I'm hoping I don't have to have some kind of invasive thing done.
I feel like this is something that will pass for you, and I feel like it's stress related. So it may be there for a little while, but it's just kind of trying to move out of your system and detox.
But what
do
I? Yeah. But I'm going to get it checked out. You never wait on anything. But the thing is that I also wanted to ask you, like, how could this be happening to me now? It's crazy. It's like four or five times a week. And people finally are realizing, like, my power. Like, I say what I mean what I say, and that's it. There's nothing else. I know I owe nothing to anyone but myself. I feel really strong. I'm a very loving, good person, but no more being taken advantage of. But beyond that, I feel like all this good stuff is, like, it's happening so much that I can't believe it. Like, it's crazy. I might just say, oh, I want this thing, and then it's coming to me, like bigger and better than I ever thought. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
What could it be? You know, again, without knowing your whole code pattern, I can't say exactly what personal pattern you're on this year, and you very well could be riding a wave of that right now. I do see during March and April, these are times that you're operating from a lot of energy that's kind of wisdom-based in a way. You're operating mm-hmm. from being able to gain from the lessons that you've learned in the past and experiences that you've broken through in the past, you know, where maybe you made a poor choice in the past, but now you're making smarter choices. And
right.
So
do you think I'm going to be able to retire? Like, what did you say about my health?
I said you're receiving a lot of mentoring help. This is kind of a mentoring time.
Do you think I can retire, like, later this year? Like, I'm trying to get a financial planner. Like, I'm just beginning. I'm really hoping, like, around September. I've worked part-time off and on the last few years only. I had a big career for about 38 years. Do you think, like, mm-hmm. I'll be able to totally retire? My parents' estate's closing, like, on Monday, and everything is happening, and I want to move and buy a bigger place and then, like, really retire. Do you think it's actually going to be able to happen for me later this year? I want to, like, move first and then retire. You know what I mean?
Well, it's certainly that possibility, because you are running on a success pattern right now. So if those are the things that you want to set into motion, those are the things that you want to focus on, you know, you're take advantage of this pattern that you're on.
I have choices. I never had choices. You know what I mean? I was so busy mm-hmm. working and helping other people and raising a child. And I never had time for me, and now I'm finally going to be able, with a little bit of money, make some more choices. Do you think that, like, retirement actually will be good for me if I do it? I kind of really want to. I feel like I haven't been able to explore all the things I need and take care of my health and everything.
I think for you that you're I think it would be good for you, but I think you also have a little bit of a nervous energy in the sense that you kind of need to be doing something. So my suggestion
yeah.
to you would be to do things that don't require a lot of obligations or commitments. So do
like a little bit of work, like a little bit of work, because everybody's telling me they don't think I'd actually retire.
Well, you
like
know,
complete.
Or a hobby, or being involved in a group, or something like that, that, you know, you can do one time, or, you know, only commits you to a month, let's say, versus getting locked into something you're committed to for a year.
Like work out every day for 2 hours, make friends there, but then beyond that, like, just do, like, a couple nice things for yourself, whether it be an art museum, and then, you know, do your wash one day and swim, but, like, do fun things, like, 2 days for yourself. And then, like, if you start getting bored, then I figured I can always then go back to, I'm not going to volunteer. I'm done with that. I did that most of my life
when
I was younger. But if I get bored, I can then go back to work part-time, because I have, like, really good references and I'm really good, you know, like, with my part-time career. And I have a master's in teaching. So there, you know, it's like I really can make a difference. And, the population I'm working with now, like, oh, my God, they, like, love me to death. They're, like, they're my little followers, you know. But, like, I don't know. Like, I might get a little bored, do you think? Because I feel almost sometimes like I might end up going back, like, one day a week or something like that to an easier schedule.
Yeah,
so I'm not.
I think that you do have that tendency. You're a person that needs to do some things. You need interaction in the world. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You're one of those people that need to connect with other people. So, you know, here again, it's not a matter so much of locking yourself into a job as much as it is just doing things.
Like a class
yeah.
and then working out, getting
right.
a group of friends there,
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
belonging to a place of worship, you know, dating if I want, whatever it is I want, you know, I can just start
mm-hmm.
building it and start looking at it. Like, if you get bored, then, you know, hey, you can always go back once a week to add that in. Or if you want to, you know, I don't think the money thing is going to motivate me, but, you know, more if I plan right, it will be more like if I need it to feel, I don't know, like, I still need to do that for a few more, you know, a couple more years or something. Like, people are telling me that they don't think I'll totally, like, even though I only work a little, they don't think I'll totally retire, you know?
Lisa, we're going to need to wrap it up, okay, hon?
Okay, well, thank you so much. You are so sweet. God bless you. Like, happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. Have a beautiful St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. It's a beautiful holiday.
Aw. God bless you, Lisa.
God bless you. And God bless you for the reading.
You're welcome.
Jesse Ann, thank you so much. It's been a joy to have you on the show again.
Absolute pleasure to be here, David. Thank you very much.
And Sharon, I don't know what the problem was, but we did try to get to you, so sorry about that. And so now it's time for us to come to a close once again. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.